making choices. In the first reading, Solomon chooses the eternal value of prudence. Prudence is what is known as one of the cardinal virtues, along with justice and fortitude and temperance. But it's not a word that we hear or use too often. We might instead talk about common sense, thinking things through. One scholarly source defines prudence as the ability to govern and discipline oneself by use of reason, shrewdness in the management of affairs, good judgment in the use of resources. All well and good. But perhaps prudence is best understood in its application. Larry Smith, I'll call him, was an ordinary guy who one day decided he wanted to see his neighborhood from a new perspective. And so he went out and bought 45 weather balloons, used ones. And that afternoon, he strapped himself in a lawn chair and persuaded some of his friends, several of his friends, to tie the helium-filled balloons to his lawn chair. And he took out and along some adult beverages, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and a BB gun, figuring he could shoot the balloons one at a time when he was ready to land. Mr. Smith assumed the weather balloons would lift him about 100 feet in the air and give him that bird's eye view. However, his chair soared more than 11,000 feet in the air, smack into the air traffic pattern of Los Angeles International Airport. Too frightened to shoot any of the balloons, he stayed airborne for more than 2 hours, forcing the airport to shut down its runways and causing long delays in flights. In fact, they had to send a military helicopter to rescue Larry, who was, by that time, ready to come back to Earth. Soon after he was safely grounded and arrested by the police, reporters asked him three questions. Were you scared? Yep. Would you do it again? Nope. Why did you do it? Because you just can't sit there. It's not one of those belly-bursting laughing jokes. Now, we would all think of Larry as not necessarily the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you have to admit that it took some ingenuity just to think of the scheme. It took some thinking. Certainly, he had way too much time on his hands to plan his journey to the sky. The fundamental problem was that Larry did not consider all of the consequences of his actions. He lacked prudence. As Catholics, we look to God to help us in cultivating prudence. When we are in right relationship with God, when we listen to Him, when we follow eternal values, we find the choices in our lives are easier to make. And frankly, we make better ones. The gospel concerning the rich young man has been interpreted by some as suggesting that somehow wealth in and of itself is bad. Not true. Our Lord is telling the young man that it is his attachment, the priority that he gives to material goods, that is the problem, making it difficult for him to follow his call. How attached are we to wealth and riches, power and glory, to acquiring ever more stuff rather than expressing gratitude for our blessings. I'm reminded that George Carlin once did a famous routine on stuff. I bet you never thought that you would ever hear George Carlin in a homily. But I think in this instance, there's some wisdom that he had when he said, a house is just a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You can see that when you're flying in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. All these little piles of stuff. And when you leave your house, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want anyone to come on by and steal my stuff. They're always taking the good stuff, you know. They never bother with the bad stuff you've been saving. All they want is that shiny stuff. And that's what your house is. A place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Maybe Carlin was right. Our attachment to stuff can create a true barrier in our relationship to God. For God is always pointing us in the direction of the best stuff of all. Love, mercy, forgiveness, caring for our neighbors. I must confess, I always be nervous when a priest says that. I must confess that I have a weakness for a certain game show. The Price is Right. Now, many of us have watched that show, or at least we're familiar with the mechanics of it, right? Contestants try to guess the price of a particular item, and then the winner goes on to another one in which even greater valued stuff is available to them. Now, a large part, I must admit, of what has always struck me about the show is the unbridled joy and frenzy of the contestants. I mean, where else can you see people almost literally losing their minds over a new washer and dryer? I wonder if we should create a show called God is Right. I wonder if the participants would be as excited as The Price is Right. Think of it. An opportunity to grow in prudence and wisdom, justice. Perhaps even setting aside an opportunity to acquire more stuff like a new car or a vacation. What would we bid? What would we need to bid? Nothing. For you see, God's grace and His love is free. All we have to do to receive it is to open our hearts to it.